Good day, skiers and riders. This is Eric with your Whiteface Insider Snowcast for Thursday, January 12th, 2023. It's Ski and Ride Day 51 of the season. From Olympic blacks to an entire section of the mountain dedicated to new-to-sport athletes, we have something for everyone. We're pumping snow on over 14 trails this morning, making sure you have the best day possible. And that all starts right here at Whiteface. Speaking of things starting here at Whiteface, the 2023 World University Games start today. Check out the Lake Placid Legacy sites for event times and locations, as well as the opening and closing ceremony times and locations. We anticipate opening with 8 lifts and 44 trails today open on loose and frozen granular conditions. It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high around 34. There will be some snow showers mainly before 4 p.m., which will then turn into some mixed precipitation overnight into tomorrow. There is still going to be plenty of skiing and riding to do with the games in town. Whiteface is just going to look a little different, including changes to parking and security. For a full update, check out our activities page at whiteface.com. The Ski Responsibility Code states that you only stop where you are visible from above and not restricting traffic. If you cannot see oncoming traffic, they can't see you either. Know before you go. Buying tickets online in advance is still required. You will be unable to purchase in-person tickets, so plan accordingly. Sun safety. Exposure to UV rays increases by up to 5% for every 1,000 feet above sea level. Snow also presents further risks as it can reflect UV rays sometimes up to 80%. That means when spending time outdoors in the snow, you need to protect your skin. Before you head to the mountain, make sure to pack a sunscreen with an SPF of at least 30 to maximize your fun in the sun. Know the zone. Every skier or rider gets 15 feet of space. While on the hill, avoid collisions by giving others 15 feet of space on all sides. If kids are present, go even slower and give them more room. Know that skiers and riders can turn suddenly, so stay in control to obey the 15-foot zone. We thank you for your cooperation and understanding. I thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the slopes.